was a loan of a hole. The loan.
What was that?
The hassle. Hassle. I think it was the loan. Well, I can get the Hassle. Hassle.
Wait a minute now.
Wasn't alone. Hassle. Yeah, we use that word. Was it? I can't put it together now. Whether it was the Hassle, was it the chillings or the long? It's one of those things we use that word for. I can't put it together now, but it's one of those.
These are the ones that are just...
Yeah, Pastor. Yeah, that's me.
Did you ever make anything with the meat from the hog's head?
Yeah. They'd make what you would call hog head cheese. From his head. Hog head cheese.
Did y'all make that yourself?
Yeah. Who loves better than they make it now?
Was that the kind of stuff that had to be pressed?
Yeah. And it had the hills and all that stuff in it, you know. They used to have a grinder, old hand grinder. You poke that meat in there and grind it up. And we made our sausage. Bacon, side meat, you know.
Right.
We would smoke some, then we would have a just regular salt meat, you know. They would put it in a barrel, put it in a barrel and stack it up. And just, as they put it in, they'd layer salt meat and then salt meat and salt until they get it stacked on, get that barrel, you know, much as they want to put in that barrel. Just let it stand in, and that salt would take all the, I said all the water, draw all the water out of that meat, because that barrel would have a lot of water in it, you know. Then they would dump that water out, then run that meat through another wrenching, you know, they wrench it all off again, then they'd stack it again, then layer meat, layer salt, layer meat, layer salt. And that was the finish of it then, you see. At first, they would just put that salt on to draw the water out the meat. Because that barrel would be, it wouldn't be nothing but water in it, you know. The meat be covered with water if you let it stay there 3 or 4 days, you know. Then they'd take it out and then wash it and put it right back in. And then you got your salt meat. Then they would run it through that way. If they want their smoked meat, they'd run it through the same process, you know? And then they would take it out and hang it out there in the smokehouse. Have a little old house, small little old house. They would build a slow fire. They wouldn't build no fire that flame come up from it, you know. They'd build a fire and smoke it. Just have a smoke all the time. You can see smoke coming out around that old house just like it's on a fire, you know. You smoke that meat 2 or 3 days and you can walk in and add a smoke. Lord, I just drop off that meat. You know, that's practically cooked that meat. You can walk in your smoke out and take your knife and cut off it or eat it.